This is exactly right.
Hey, boo. It's me, Roz. I have got my friends, Rachel Scanlon and Mackenzie Goodwin, back on the show. They were on not that long ago, just a few months ago, and they were so funny. We had a blast. People told me how much they loved having them on, and I'm just like, you know what? Let's have them on more. Let's just have them on all the time. So, turns out, they had some new stories to tell that were actually terrifying. So we're going to hear some stories from them. And then I just got to tell you, this podcast might be the silliest one I've ever recorded. There's something about these two that bring out the silly within me. And it was just a couple of silly Sallys having a silly Sally time. So you'll see that in a moment. I hope you don't hate fart humor because that will be happening a couple of times on this podcast. If you want to watch the YouTube video version, there's a link in the show notes. I'd love for you to check that out. And I think that's it. Let's just do it. Here's me talking once again to Rachel Scanlon and Mackenzie Goodwin. On with the show. Back by popular demand.
Come on.
Stop.
Come on.
I have got Rachel Scanlon and Mackenzie Goodwin.
Sorry.
From the podcast to...
You can say it. Roz.
Two dykes and a mic.
Two dykes and a mic.
Wow, I can't believe you said that on air.
Well, you told me I could, so I said it.
Oh.
And today is going to be an LGBT hee hee.
It's a new show.
That's what we were talking before we started recording about the shows that we used to do, the gay shows that would be like that. What was the other one?
LOLGBT.
Yeah. Yep. And yeah.
Yeah. I think that one actually is still around.
Oh, that's a real thing.
That, yeah. LOLGBT.
Well, why haven't I been booked?
Shit.
Because yeah. I give the LOLs.
And gay. You're LGBTQ.
And I'm a T. Yeah, I am LGBT.
Mm-hmm.
Q.
And Q. And plus.
Q. And all the others.
Yeah.
You got anything for me?
Anything you got for us?
What do you got?
Anything spooky happened today?
You're supposed to do...
Actually, yes.
Wait, tell us scary stories.
When we were leaving the house, because Rachel was at my house, we were right about to walk out of the front door, and a medicine bottle fell off a shelf in my house.
And my immediate thought was, who did that? Not, like, what happened. I said, who did that?
And I thought Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Why?
She's after us.
She probably can conjure that.
Anybody can, it's Taylor Swift.
Yeah, she's very powerful and annoying.
That sounds like some ghost shit. Do you think there was any explanation? Was it like a draft, the door open?
No.
No.
Have you ever had spooky things happen in your house?
I don't know if I talked about this last time. I used to live in a house where the woman died right before I moved in. And little things like that would happen. Yeah, she'd passed away in the house.
Why did you not talk about when you lived in a haunted house?
Listen, Roz, there's only so much time in one podcast episode.
Well, right now, I have a feeling that you guys don't got much more because you told a lot last time.
That's true.
Where was this house? Arizona?
No, my last apartment.
Oh.
Right on Woodman.
The one that we used to record at.
Yeah, when we first recorded. And she had passed away literally maybe a week or two before I moved in.
Natural causes or something more nefarious?
I believe natural causes, but you never know.
It's hard to get an apartment in L.A. Mm-hmm. Where were you the day
she passed? Who can say?
Oh, my God. So you were waiting for her to die. You moved in?
Yeah.
And then did you feel her presence a lot?
I did, but a lot of it was because I kept getting her mail.
Oh, right.
A lot of mail. A lot of dead woman mail.
Yeah.
And she was like, don't open that.
Yeah. And I will open it.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
That's illegal, you know.
Yeah, I know. People keep telling me.
That's a federal offense.
Mm-hmm. I get so much mail from the people that lived before, and I try to piece together who these people are based on little things.
Same.
But I don't know. I found an IMDb. I think I might know who it is.
Okay, that's exactly what I did. My person was definitely in the film industry and was like up there because she would get screeners and stuff like that.
Well, then you can open that.
Yeah, screeners. I need to.
You have to.
I need to watch. What's a movie?
They're not your screeners.
No, they're the dead woman's screeners.
I have to watch Puss in Boots.
Yeah, exactly.
Screeners or screamers?
<Uh-oh>. Spooky.
So today, a medicine bottle dropped off.
Yeah.
I had something that it may not be paranormal, but I choose to not look into it because I don't know. I don't know enough.
Go on.
I have a blender that's just been sitting there.
Oh, my God.
Sitting there probably since I drank margaritas, which is almost 8 years ago.
Congrats.
I have not, thank you. I have not had, I used the blender. I am a Nutribullet girl. Mm-hmm. Nutribullet, hit me up, girl. I love my Nutribullet. I use it every single day.
Whoa.
I was making my daily protein shake.
What do you put in there? Peanut butter?
I can tell you.
Almond milk?
Almond butter, organic from Sprouts.
Mm-hmm.
Sprouts. I'm a Sprouts girl.
Yep.
So I put that unsalted. Don't want it too salty.
Do you have to keep that peanut butter in your fridge?
I do.
That's how you
that's
know
when
it's
you
good.
Know it's
that's
good.
A good shit.
It's not cheap, but mm-hmm. I eat this for lunch every single day.
Mm-hmm.
I also put some type of nut milk or oat milk or something. Mm-hmm. We'll see what's on sale. I put Sprouts brand. Is this a ghost podcast still?
Oh, shit.
It's a Nutribullet.
There's a lot
commercial.
Of things. Listen, hit me up if you want the recipe. But anyway, so I turn on the Nutribullet.
Mm-hmm.
The blender goes off.
Excuse me.
Was it plugged in?
It was plugged in. So I don't know if there's some kind of weird current thing that happened in the wall, but
that's how they communicate.
She hasn't made a peep, that blender, in a long time. It was daunting. I was really scared because it's so loud and aggressive.
You know,
was
when
it
you
on
get...
Crush? What did it turn on to?
Oh, see, I was too scared.
Yeah. There's something when you have, like, you know, when you've gotten a little too close into exploring your own in-tuneness with the other side, where then things happen and you're like, I don't even want to know. I don't want to figure out what I saw, who it was, or why. I need
as
to close
long
the portal.
As you love me.
I'm closing all my portals.
Close the portals.
Because you didn't, today when that medicine bottle just flew off the shelf.
Yeah.
No explanation was given. You were like, all right, let's go. We have a podcast to
We have a podcast. Oh, there's too, I think spooky things have been happening to me recently, and I'm like, I don't want to give it too much fire because I'm like, it's getting too creepy.
Yeah. What do you mean?
I think there, I don't know, like recently I like was home in Minnesota and I was like, I saw something that I don't know what it was, but it was spooky.
If you want to keep getting asked back on this podcast, don't close the portal.
I'm trying to close, it's too, I'm like, you know when you're, I think like we're all tapped in.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be too tapped in.
What are you tapped into?
I'm tapped,
what did you see?
Like the other side. Like people who have either passed recently or also things that are on the other side, whether they're people or spirits or otherwise.
Let's go.
I don't want to see it. I can like, I saw something in my parents' house.
What was it?
I don't know what it was, but I don't
Describe
believe it.
It
was a human.
Describe
I think it was
it.
An entity. It was dark. I saw it at my card table and I was like, I don't like that because I could feel it when I saw it. You know what I mean?
Bad energy.
So give us the full story.
I look over, I see something
Nighttime,
dark.
Daytime.
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 Daytime, I see something dark.
Okay.
Now, was it floating? Was it an orb? Was it a shadow?
It
what
was,
are we talking about?
Yeah, it was like darker than a shadow. Mm-hmm. Not floating, but definitely not walking.
Mm-hmm.
And it went by the doorway. But
Stop
I felt it.
It. You felt it.
Yeah.
What did you feel?
Not good.
Like
Roz.
Bad?
Yes,
evil
bad.
Energy?
Yes, bad. Okay. Bad energy.
So what do you think that is?
Well, I think it was something to do with death.
Mm.
So.
You think it was predicting death?
Yes.
Or has anyone died?
Yes.
How many days after you seeing that did somebody pass?
Two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
Are you serious?
Yes.
I'm sorry for your loss.
Thank you. It's getting spooky.
Yeah.
But this is why I'm like, when you feel it, I think some people, you got, I'm like, mm-hmm. you got to close portals. Not every portal should be opened. You're both of you.
You know what's interesting is you're not the, you are the person that doesn't necessarily believe. And you are very closed, like doors closed.
All my doors, like she knows this because yeah. Everyone, it's like, you know, lesbians love witchcraft.
Uh-huh.
And tarot.
And tarot. And we're always doing tarot. Tarot, like, ruined my 2012.
Yeah.
The whole year.
No, it's just, this is it.
You that was a horrible year.
You also don't want to know what's happening.
I don't want to know. It's closed. The portal's closed. But I'm also very intuned. I had a lot of, like, dreams as a child that would come true.
So did I.
Annoying. I know. We're very tapped in. Yeah.
Like what? Give me an example.
Of dreams that would come true?
Yeah.
Like, I would have dreams that, like, certain people were sick, or I would see certain people, or there would be, like, I'd have a dream where somebody's something, like, where areas of the body, and then, like, a grandfather would have, like, a spinal thing. What? Like, but as, like, really young, so you're like, who knows?
So you're psychic.
I don't know.
You don't want to be. The portal's closed.
The portal's closed, but you see that you're like, because we're tapped in. We've been connected, like, through the stars since we met.
Yeah.
And so I think, like,
some would say star-crossed lovers.
Some would say meant to be podcasters.
Aww. Can you feel how cold my hands are?
I know. And you feel how hot my face is?
That's why we're meant to be.
Meant to be.
Yeah. But you got to close them because other people want them open. Lesbians love to, like, open portals and have crystals, and it's very cute and fun. But I'm always like, don't read my tarot. Don't look me in the eye. I can. I'm obsessed with Teresa Caputo.
Of course.
And that's it.
But I feel, okay, I get what you mean. But also protection, you know, is important.
See, I never.
Protection from these evil entities.
Yes, protect yourself. If you're going to be doing crystals and stuff, you know, you can use crystals as protection.
I got to get protection crystals.
We have to, on the way home.
You got to get something that you believe in.
Right.
That is stronger than the bad, is what I believe.
That's genius.
Like a rose quartz juicy booty that you can hang from your neck.
Yes.
Something that's like, it's you.
Huge.
But it's also like protection.
Yeah, you know.
Oh,
I'd love
that. So it goes with your brand.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
But also protects
a
you.
A huge ass. Yeah. But a protection
maybe
crystal.
A tourmaline.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
A tourmaline.
Okay, we'll look into that.
Yeah, or an obsidian, something like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you carry crystals with you?
Sometimes.
For protection purposes?
Yeah. But
I love this.
I'm raw dogging it with you guys today.
Better watch out.
Yeah. I say the portals are open for you two.
Ooh, okay.
But my legs are closed.
Damn, see, I got excited.
Well, God, that was spookier than I thought.
I'm so sorry.
Last
I didn't
time you
know.
Came out here, you were like, joke. And then today.
Listen, you give me two chances, you're going to get both.
Very serious.
This was an LGBT. No hee hee hee.
Shit.
It wasn't, but I find it fascinating.
No, I'm very grateful you shared that. Because I was sitting here going, what are we going to talk about? We got 45 more minutes.
Can so, I share something spooky that just happened?
Please.
This just happened maybe 3 months ago. I was in, and I don't want to brag, Sun City, Arizona.
That is a brag if you're an antique fan.
I love, and are you talking about Inhumans? Because absolutely.
The belongings of the humans. Sun City.
I love Sun City.
Is heaven for you two. You like that kind of stuff. You like estate sales.
Yes,
and
I
stuff.
Do.
These are thrift store prices, antique store quality.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. We both have spent a lot of time in Sun City West.
Yeah. Well, I grew up in Arizona, so I practically was living there for a while.
Sedona?
I've been to Sedona. Are you?
Don't you believe it? Also, Sedona's you're technically, she identifies as a retired person with a golf cart. So
I do.
It does.
I love that. Jerome? You've been to Jerome?
Okay. Here you go. Here's some facts. My great grandpa was the mayor of Jerome.
This is why I asked you here. I knew you were royalty.
We go, I'm generation five in Arizona.
Wait, your great grandpa was the mayor?
Mayor of Jerome.
That has to make you like a princess. I don't know how. I don't know how politics work, but I feel like you're
the princess of Jerome.
You might
Jerome,
be the princess of Jerome.
The Duchess of Jerome.
The Duchess, at least a Duchess.
Listen, I love Jerome. Jerome's one of my favorite places.
Jerome, if people don't know, is a haunted town.
It's a ghost town.
It loves that it's ghosty.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever stayed there?
I've never stayed.
But you've been.
Famously, I went to the Jerome Grand Hotel and I captured a ghost that I believe said, I pooped here.
That was my great-grandpa.
That might have been your great-grandpa.
Yeah. We're very
Keep
funny.
Telling your story. I'll pull it up. My listeners are sick of hearing this EVP, but I'm pulling it up.
Honestly, I would love to hear
it. It's the best one I've ever captured.
Tell your story. I'm going to look it up.
Keep going. I can do two things at
once. So anyways, I'm in Sun City, and mm-hmm. I have my fiancé there, and we're staying with my Aunt Colleen. And the one who I told you listened to this podcast, and I hope she hears this story.
Also, for people listening to this podcast,
yes.
I am Mackenzie's fiance.
That
Continue.
Is incorrect. Stop. So my fiance is not Rachel Scanlon.
Okay. I didn't know you were engaged. Oh, I think I did know that.
So I'm engaged to
Congrats.
My lovely fiance, Erica.
Ooh!
And so we're there. We're meeting. She's meeting my aunt for the first time, and we're staying with her. And in the middle of the night, Erica hears something. And for the listeners, my mom passed away when I was 16. Mm-hmm. And this is her sister that we're staying with. And Erica hears something in the middle of the night. And as we all wake up the next morning, and she goes to my aunt, she was like, were you singing last night? Because I heard a woman, an older woman, singing last night.
She said, was that
right,
you?
Because
you sound, she said you sounded like an older woman.
You sound very old.
That was very rude.
She didn't say older, probably, but she was like a woman, not me, was singing.
Right. Someone with a good voice.
A good voice. Well, actually, funny enough, she was like, it was a little off-key.
Hysterical.
So, what was she singing?
I don't remember what she said. We'd have to ask her. But she was like, I heard a woman singing last night in the middle of the night, and it was a little off-key. And my Aunt Colleen was like, it wasn't me. And then we all started realizing that it might have been my mom, who has since passed. Or she has passed.
Did she sing?
She sang and sang notoriously very bad. So my aunt was like, I do believe that it was your mother.
That's so cool.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Do you think your mom wanted to meet Erica?
I think that's what we kind of came to. We all thought that it might have been that.
I love that. That
was, I love this story. Yeah.
This is a very sweet ghost story.
It's very
story.
Sweet. We all were like touched by it and thought it was very nice.
I've heard a lot of stories like this mm-hmm. where like a dead relative comes to visit like on a wedding day mm-hmm. or something like that. I love
like
those kinds
of
stories.
Like a moment like that, yeah. I think that's also a nice way for a presence to be known is singing poorly. Like that's because it's not threatening.
Yeah.
Now, if she was singing good.
Right. Then it's kind of like annoying.
Yeah. It's like, what are you trying to get on American Idol? Like, no, what are you
what
doing?
What is this?
Yeah.
Like, get on here.
Mm-hmm. So it was a nice little haunting.
I can't find pooped here.
And that sucks. I would love to hear this Jerome story.
Yeah.
I know. It's.
I mean, you have the princess herself here.
I know. Okay.
The
wait.
Duchess.
I have finally found mm-hmm. my EVP from Jerome.
Oh, thank God.
Now, Jerome, I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Is it cobblestone? In my mind, it's cobblestone.
No.
But it's cobblestone vibes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, real old. Everything's very old. Every single building is haunted. But they love it. Like, there's, like, ghost tours happening all
yes.
day. It's a real tiny little mountain town.
Mm-hmm.
You got to
yes.
drive all the way up there. They have a restaurant called the Haunted Hamburger.
Love it.
And then there's the Jerome Grand Hotel, which was a hospital, I believe, mm-hmm. at one point.
Probably.
And now it's a very haunted hotel. I did not stay there. But I ate a lovely lunch there, and I poked my head around. They knew that there was people up there looking for views mm-hmm. and, you know, trying to get some content. So they were like, you can't go much further than this. Well, I was able to sneak into a couple little nooks and crannies.
Uh-oh.
I go into one of the bathrooms. This was the men's bathroom. I snuck myself into the men's bathroom. I went into a stall and had myself an EVP session. There was nobody in the bathroom. I heard a ghost say this. I think it says either I pooped here or a guy pooped here.
Can I hear it one more time?
Yeah.
I think it's I pooped here.
I've had some experts in the field listen to it, and they go, that sounds like it said I pooped here.
Yeah.
Incredible.
So that was the day I met Mackenzie's great-grandfather.
It sounds like a good one.
It sounds like, yeah, that's a Goodwin type of.
Goodwins are exclusive potty humor.
I love that.
Her dad has like a fart machine at all times on him.
It's a fart. Aww. It's a fart gun, actually. So it looks almost like a Jetsons type of futuristic gun. And every time you push it, it's a different fart.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well.
Yeah, he's a.
Mm-hmm. We'll get to some farts in a second.
Oh, good.
Do we have any other stories you guys want to share up top here before we get into my research?
Oh.
I'll share the rest of mine for another episode.
Oh, wait, we weren't done?
No, I have a ton.
She's like fully.
Give it to us.
No. You've had enough today.
That's hot. Wow. Cool. Fight. I don't know. Fight. I don't know.
Oh, my God. The portal is open.
The portal's open, y'all. The portal is open. Have you been to Salem? In general?
No. You just went to Salem.
Yeah, I was just in Salem.
That's where I want to go so bad.
Yeah, you like have to go to Salem.
I know.
What's that?
We've been to Salem together.
Are you serious?
Yeah, we did a show in Boston, and we were like, what are we going to do all day until the show? And we decided to saddle up and go to Boston. We stopped at a graveyard.
Salem.
We were with, what did I say?
Boston again.
LOL. We went to Salem, and
we did a tour.
Yeah, we had the tour. We were there with a family of lesbian witches to tour us around, and we had
the best time of our lives.
Truly, truly the best time. And it was
haunting.
Yeah. Very spooky, very sexy, very fun. Mm-hmm. It would be very, very fun for a place for you to go.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I want to go with a coven of lesbian
witches. It was an actual coven. Yeah.
There were. And they're so, yeah, sexy. Wow.
Generation of
lesbians. So they were like, yeah, witches. There were all these cousins and their wives and then their gay kids. It was fucking cool.
That sounds beautiful.
It really was. It was cool to see like a bunch of people, you know, with the hats and everything. And, and then I just went back. I was there like 2 weeks ago in Salem.
I saw. I was
amazing.
Jealous.
Yeah. I painted my nails black just for the occasion.
You
have to. It was the best. It was really, really fun. And I did a different tour, a different witch, the same one, and then we did a haunted one as well, and there was a ton of hauntings around. You have to go.
Tell us about the haunted tour.
The haunted tour was really fun because
How was your tour guide?
Tour guide was like a little too professory for me. Like, you know, when you feel like you're talking to a tour guide who loves to talk and they would do any tours. Mm-hmm. What I want in Salem is somebody who is burdened with the knowledge of hauntings, and they're like, I have to tell this story specific.
God, I would be so good at that.
Oh, I mean.
You know, my last job was a tour guide at Universal Studios.
Oh, that's fun.
So you take that training with this. I mean, I'm born. One of these days, I'm going to do a tour I'll offer for people somewhere.
You would be rich.
That would be nice. But, okay, so go on.
They basically told, there was this one ghost story that stood out to me because they're next to, like, there's a ton of, like, Salem's First Banks and all this stuff, and then this one restaurant that from the outside looks pretty, like, old Salem-y, how you would expect it to be. And, you know, the tour guide stopped, and they were like, oh, at this restaurant you can order a, like, blue lady dress, woman in blue dress as, like, a cocktail item. But what had happened is, like, this woman was, like, brutally murdered right outside. Oh, like two men were fighting over her. One was a sailor. One like employed her as an indentured slave.
Romantic.
As they did or whatever.
Yeah.
She ends up dying in the streets. And then they like the two men who fought over her and then accidentally killed her, like moved her body and it stayed in the basement of that restaurant for like years.
Excuse
so now people,
me?
She haunts it. Obviously she's like there a lot. Her spirit is there a lot.
Blue dress.
Blue dress, yep. So, because she was like murdered,
and
she's like upset, and probably just like spooks people, you know.
Wait, the timing, when you said blue, dress, yeah. I said, I love that. But you snuck in because she was murdered. And I said, I love that after you said because she was murdered.
Right,
and
right.
And I wanted that. To be clear. I was saying I love that because of the blue. Because
of the dress.
Because they almost always wear white dresses.
Right.
Ghost ladies.
Yeah. Not this one.
And I love it anytime I hear a lady in a different color.
Any type of color. And that, so people will see her, right? And a lot of times people who work at this restaurant are always saying, you know, oh, I like saw, you know, the lights will sometimes go off or whatever. They hear footsteps, but they always, when they see something, it's the woman in the blue dress. So they have a drink named after her. So mm-hmm. I and my sister and my girlfriend who were there, we were like, oh, we should go to the restaurant. Like after the tour, we're like, let's go to that one, the one that's haunted.
Uh-huh.
And we walked in and it truly looked like a Chili's, like a Applebee's. Like they had redone it so many times that it had lost every ounce of every ounce of Salem-ness in it. And
that's
we left.
Bummer.
Yeah, we went. We ended up going to a different place that was way true Salem-y. So we
did you go to the John Proctor House?
The Proctor House you can go outside of, and like, cause that's a tour that we did too. Mm-hmm. Remember the one that we did?
Yeah,
where we saw the like
animatronics.
Yeah,
and it was a courtroom, right?
Yes,
or some kind of like theater
where they did. Room. Or it might have been a church, but they did a reenacting of the
full trial,
the trial with like Tituba and like all of the stuff, and they have the. Like the John Proctor guy and the kids and like all of it. Yeah.
It's very hot.
I love that.
You have to go. I mean, we should all just go to Salem.
I want
to
go so bad.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Road trip.
Oh, that's a long one.
Let's do it. Let's get a tour bus. Let's not sleep. Let's stay up all night and do math.
And have some. Oh, no.
Well, to stay up late. To stay up.
No, I don't want to do that.
Oh, man.
Never mind.
Like you ever.
Oh,
Mackenzie,
man.
We'll talk about my plans.
Okay.
You ready for some research?
Absolutely.
I was thinking you guys might like this one because we've talked so much about witches. This is the story of the Bell Witch.
I love Bell.
Ring my bell?
Yeah.
The Bell Witch.
No, we get it and we love it.
Okay. So this is the story of the Bell Witch. The year was 1817.
Oh, you remember, Mackenzie.
It was a good year. It was a good
you were 16.
Year.
This is a song from 1817. I couldn't find.
Wait, this one goes off.
They were bumping this one. 1817, kaleidoscopes are first invented. Morphine bursts onto the scene.
Hell yeah.
And in the Red River bottomland of Robertson County, Tennessee, there's a witch on the loose.
Oh, my God, no.
Most of this information was taken from bellwitch.org. Shout out. That's a good website. You should check it out. They do a lot of great research there. So, John, this is kind of like... There's a controversial story. It's a lot of lore, mm-hmm. a lot of urban legend-y type stuff. But this is sort of the main story. There's other things you can look into. This is just the basics. Do your own research.
Okay.
So John Bell and his wife Lucy move to this area. And they got a family. This is Red River, Tennessee. It's now called Adams. They got a large house with some, they got some land, not bad. One day, John, he's looking around the cornfield. He's like, something's a little extra corny out here. He sees a creature. And this creature has got the body of a dog and the head of a rabbit. Could be cute. Honestly, it could be cute.
Is that just a jackrabbit?
A dog rabbit. I feel like it's kind of my ideal body.
He's like, this is not it, is what he said.
Yeah. And I quote.
Quote, this ain't it, Eden. Sis, is what he said. He pulls out his gun, shoots at it. It gets away. Not quick enough. So that night, he's having a nice little dinner with his wife.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know what, maybe they were having a little pot pie or something. They're eating a nice little dinner. Something's beaten outside the house.
No.
It's beaten on their wooden cabin. It's happening several nights in a row, and they go outside. Mm-mm. Nothing there. It's nothing. They said, are we going crazy? No, nothing. His kids start to complain that there's rats eating at their bedposts. They look, nothing. Their covers, the kids, getting thrown off in the middle of the night. They begin hearing faint whispers that sound like an elderly woman singing. I didn't know that you were going to say that.
Weird.
Whoa.
Weird.
It is weird that you said that. Mm-hmm. And then,
yeah. Does it say if the singing is good or bad?
It doesn't say if it's on key or off.
Okay. Well.
That's so strange that I did this research and that you said that. Okay. So their youngest daughter, Betsy, keeps getting her hair pulled and something is slapping the shit out of her.
Does it say if she deserves it or not?
No, she's not doing
it. It's something.
Something is just.
And she's just like, ouch.
Oh, my God. I remember when the movie Invisible Man came out. I did a live ghosted show. And I had the Invisible Man come out and beat me up. And it was like sound effects. It was like. It was very funny to me and only me.
And boy, did people hate it. No one got
people
it.
People did not like it. Okay, so he's like, you know what? I got to go tell my friend, my neighbor friend, James Johnson. And James Johnson's like, what are you talking about? Like, your daughter's getting, like, slapped. Like, that was a jackrabbit. Like, you guys, come on. But he goes over there. He stays with his wife. And when they're staying in the house, their covers get ripped off. And James Johnson goes, this is an evil entity. And he was a Bible man. And he was like, this is evil. Things are starting to ramp up. And this is when word of the haunting is getting around. Uh-oh. And actually, future president Andrew Jackson, $20 bills.
Yeah.
Heard of him?
$20 bills.
I've never seen one.
I don't have one, but I'd love one. I don't.
He hears about this and he's like, ooh, because he loves the drama.
I love drama.
So Andrew Jackson, at the time, he was a major general and a dollar general. You ever go to Dollar General?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. $20 general right here.
Go off.
So he and some of his boys hop into a horse-drawn carriage. They roll up to the Bell House and... At this point, it's pretty well known. Like, they're calling her the Bell Witch.
Right.
As far as I know.
Because she's haunting the Bell family.
Yeah.
She's not shaped like a...
I mean,
she's not shaped like a bell.
Because she might like, have a body type that's...
Like a Bell body bell. Type. You know what yeah. I mean? Like little
like
waist.
A pear.
Bell
big
bottoms.
Ass.
Yeah. Taco Bell.
Yeah.
All
thinking
of the
outside
above.
Of the bun, etc.
Yeah.
Dong.
Dong. They're on their way in their horse-drawn carriages, and all of a sudden, the carriage gets stuck in the mud, and the horses can't do anything about it.
No.
And Andrew Jackson's like, this must be the witch. And all of a sudden, she's like, does someone say my name?
They all heard it. All these grown men.
The witch was
the generals?
Like,
she's, at least to him, she goes, say my name, say my name. No one is around you.
Say baby, I.
Wait, do you know my parody of that?
No, but we would love to hear it now.
I only sing it when I go to airports. Baggage claim, baggage claim. Oh, look, there goes my bag.
Yes.
Oh, wait, no, that's your bag.
Yes.
Mine looks just the same.
Oh,
it's
wow.
Really good.
Thank you. So she's like, did someone say my name? And then she goes, you know what? You guys can go ahead. All of a sudden, they get out. They start, you know, moving again. She goes, but you will see me later.
Oh.
Now, did the president, Andrew Jackson,
future president,
confirm this?
Yeah, this is his story.
He told this?
Yes.
This is incredible.
How do you think he got on the $20 bill?
Witches.
So, they finally make their way over there. And, you know, he's got his whole crew. One of the men is actually, allegedly, he's a self-proclaimed witch tamer, which is what my ex-boyfriend called himself as well. Let me look at all the cameras.
Yeah. When you go full hack, it's very fun to watch.
Oh, my God.
All right. So this guy says he's a witch tamer.
Yeah.
Now, nothing's really happening when they're at the house. And then all of a sudden, one of the men gets attacked and literally gets his butt kicked out of the house.
His butt.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And they say they stay for one more night, and they actually left in the middle of the night. And the details of why, we don't really know. But shit went down. She made her presence known.
Well, so, she said she would be back.
Yeah,
she's not a liar.
No, she doesn't. No, no. She's not.
Witches don't lie.
You can call her a lot of things. Not a liar.
No. Mm-hmm.
So now 1820, the witch has really turned her focus on John, the dad, the original.
They're still in the house. After all this.
This is 2 years later, right?
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Move.
And yeah. By this point, like, they're having kids more, and, like, they're setting up shop.
Mm-mm.
So the dad is now, he's getting health problems, you know, believed to be from her. She's doing things like removing his shoes as he's walking. Now, I don't know if he had on flip-flops or how you could
slides.
Do that, but... She's doing like the, remember flat tires?
Mm-hmm.
She's doing that kind of thing or something.
Honestly, hilarious.
Mm-hmm. It's always
she's so
funny.
She's pantsing people.
Yeah, hilarious. Yeah. And he's like walking around. She's slapping him. She's a slapper. So he ends up passing away.
Oh, no. From the slaps?
I don't know.
The
I think the health problems.
Right.
But here's, well. So he, when once he passes... The family finds a vial of this weird black liquid.
No. Where?
They put two drops of it. It's in the house somewhere. They put two drops of it on the cat's tongue. The cat jumps up in the air, falls on the ground dead. Ugh. The witch goes, I gave your dad some of that.
Oh,
no.
He gobbled that shit right up.
Roz.
Yeah. They throw it in the fireplace. It bursts into a big blue flame right out the chimney. So during his giant funeral, the witch is said to be laughing, and she's just at the funeral being evil.
Mm-hmm.
She pretty much was like, you know what? My work here is done. And the activity kind of slowed down for a bit. In 1821, she's like... Okay, you know what? This has been cute, but I gotta go. She's like, I'm moving on to the next place.
Deuces.
She's like, I'm gonna go explore the world or whatever, but I will be back in 7 years. So mark your calendars.
Shit.
Get it ready.
That's
for me.
Seven.
Yeah. So 7 years later, 1828, the bitch is back.
Ugh.
The witch is back.
Wow.
She. Now, at this point, is spending most of her time with John Bell Jr. And it seems like at this point, she's kind of like explored herself. And she's, because from what I was reading, she's a little bit more like talking philosophical with him,
mm-hmm.
and spiritual. And
she's
like,
seen the world.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She's at a different point in her life at this point.
She eat, prayed, loved, and now she's back.
Honestly, I think she did.
Yeah.
So... I don't know. I don't
know
what
she went.
I want to know where she went. That's
New
the
York.
Movie I want to see.
Yeah.
She went to the big city.
She probably did. She probably did. Or she might have met like La Llorona or like some other people. And they, I don't know. There's a lot of, this is all speculation. But she's saying things like, the Civil War is about to happen. She's predicting things.
Mm. Wow.
She stays for 3 weeks, and she's like, all right. This is fun. Guys, I'm off. She goes, this time, I'm going to wait a little bit longer until I come back. 1935.
Oh.
Long time. She's like, I'm good with this area.
Interesting.
So she says, I'll be visiting the closest living descendant of John Bell. So they're like, okay, like, we'll be dead, so you can do whatever you need to do.
Right.
But
I wonder why the Bells. What is her tie to the Bell family?
They must have wronged her.
You think so?
Mm-hmm. Why else would you pick a single family?
Yeah.
Yeah. I bet.
I thought you said they must have like rang her.
Wrong. But also rang. I mean, the bell.
They rang her bell.
They rang her bell. Play the song.
Okay, so 1934. Mm-hmm. Now we got Dr. Charles Bailey Bell, and he's like, okay. Oh, shit.
Okay.
He ended up writing a book that was like all about her, and he's like passing it around. And doesn't seem like anyone knows. It's weird that this is the most modern part, but at least from what I was reading online, we don't really know if she visited him or not.
Interesting.
Huh. All we know is that he died in 1945.
But so. He wrote a book about her, and in that book, he hadn't been haunted by her or anything.
No, because that was 34 that the book came out.
Got it.
1935 is when she was supposed to come back.
Oh, right. So before, why would you not just wait 1 year to write your book?
I think he was nervous and he wanted to, like, maybe that would ward her off or maybe, like, I don't know.
Bad publicity.
Make sure everyone knows, like, this is about to happen. Mm-hmm. Like, just keep your eyes open. Read this book.
Mm-hmm. She's coming.
Yeah. So, today, it's a popular ghost hunting area, but the only original land that remains is a cave that's known as the Bell Witch Cave, which a lot of people go ghost hunting in. Oof. And it's not really a huge part of the actual recorded story, but it's sort of what we got. Mm-hmm. And yeah, some ghost hunting shows have been there. And
she's out there still.
Well, a lot of people say she is.
In the cave? You think
and
that's
it's not,
her?
I mean, the family maybe, like, you know.
So. I think she's out there. I think she moved to a different city.
And she's just belling all around?
She probably moved out here trying to make it.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking. She packed her bags. She left Tennessee.
Got a few headshots.
Exactly.
Yeah. Try to reinvent herself.
Yes.
You guys want to look at a haunted doll?
Always.
So badly.
Okay. The last time you guys were on...
yeah.
It was a weird coincidence that... I had two dolls
that were gay.
That were
they were
lesbian dolls.
Yeah.
That was a coincidence, Roz?
I picked these at random.
Can I tell you, after we were on this, I had a friend who does not listen to this podcast reach out and send me one of these dolls. Unprompted, was like, would you be interested in this?
They sent the listing?
No, a different, fully different list. Like a different listing of a doll, but very similar to what you showed us.
Wow. Equally as gay.
Equally as gay, equally as haunted.
Really?
And I was like, why?
Oh, I wish I had that one. Do you have it?
I could probably find it.
Pull it up. Let's look at that one, because I was going to say, this one today.
It's not a lesbian?
It's not a lesbian.
Is it
okay? Well, hold on.
Is it a boy?
So we took a break so that Mackenzie could find her alleged doll.
Stop, I couldn't find it. I'm sorry.
That apparently was actually sent to her.
okay.
Disappeared.
This feels like a hate crime.
Suspicious. I take no side. I side with the Bell Witch. I'm kidding.
Don't.
I don't want to open that portal.
You just said you don't want to open portal.
I take it back. I was kidding. I'm a comedian.
There's no takesies backsies with
the Bell Witch. I'm a comedian.
You pretty much just looked in the mirror and said the three things.
No. I take it back. I'm a closed portal. I'm closed.
You
zipped
just
up.
Invited her into your life.
What were the three things? What?
Do you not remember that as a kid? You look into the mirror and
you say,
oh, Bloody Mary.
Yeah.
I thought you were referring to, what are the three things that I live by?
Don't become...
I said them to you earlier.
Today?
Yes.
Oh, you say nothing but the truth. You call it like you see it. And you say what everyone else is too scared to say.
No.
Pretty close?
I tell it like it is.
I love this.
I go there.
Yes, that's right. I go there.
And I say what everyone's thinking,
right.
But they're too afraid to say.
Right.
That's
that.
Me.
That's and no, those are the pillars of Roz Hernandez.
That's what I do.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
I don't do any of those things.
She's always just going there.
Well, where I'm about to go is eBay.
Let's see it. What do you got for us, Roz?
Okay. I got a discount diva for you today for only $5.50.
That's less than a latte.
Yep. I've got it.
Sana.
Sana. Dykedoll.jpg Roz.
I have to save it as something.
Doll?
I had to save it as something.
Roz.
You guys are in this
Roz.
Two.
No.
You're in this.
We are outraged as two dykes.
Outraged.
We're not two dyke dolls.jpg, Roz.
What did you want? You wanted me to write Mackenzie. Do you know how many letters are in the name Mackenzie?
Wow, Roz.
And Rachel Doll.jpg. I did save it as dyke doll because it's.
This is crazy.
Because it's.
You cannot go around with this shit on your hard drive, Roz. It's in the cloud.
It's only four letters. Dyke and I'm lazy. So I did save it as Dyke Doll.
Wow. You know you should
I
know.
Will admit to that because I tell it like it is.
Roz, and you would have there. Never. You would have never unless Rachel looked at the JPEG name.
Why did you look at that? Is That's not what this is about. This is about the doll, Sana, for $5.50.
Honestly, it's a steal. I would love the T-Rex arms on Sana.
Yeah, Sana.
Way too tiny.
Sana, by the way, looks a lot like the queer community currently. Short, mm-hmm. curly black hair.
Bangs.
A shirt that makes no sense whatsoever.
High socks. Are those socks all the way to the knee? Or that,
no,
is that the color of
the,
her legs?
That's the color of her leg, just like yours.
Oh, yeah.
This is honestly mm-hmm. your body type.
Yeah. Tiny little arms.
Yeah.
Big legs.
And you know how like the Gen Zers are always kind of just glazed off? Yeah. You know what I mean? The eyes.
Yeah.
They're not. Mm. Yeah.
They watch too much TikTok.
Oh.
So I think. So this doll's haunted?
She comes with a bio.
What's the bio?
For dykedoll.jpg.
I can't believe that. I actually think you might have changed it to that.
I think the Bell framing. Witch.
Run it back.
It was the Bell Witch.
The Bell Witch came in and did that. It's been 8 years.
You asked for the Bell Witch to come.
Think outside the bell.
And she came.
That scared me.
This is Sana.
Okay. Sana.
She is an interesting character. But I do enjoy her company. She likes to watch game shows. And
Love.
She tells me that she loves game shows and wanted to be on one when she was young. But she didn't make it to be old enough. She likes to make fun of the contestants sometimes, which seems a little silly for someone who wishes she could be on a game show to me, but that's part of what makes Sana entertaining. I communicate with her through my pendulum. She always has something sassy to say. She tells me that she wants to move on to a new home because she wants to try something new, and I totally understand. Sana is a sad... She has a sad history.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. It always has to take a turn here. She passed away right before she turned 18. I'm not sure her cause of death, but it was sudden and unexpected.
Mm.
It also happened in the last 20 years, but I'm, again, not totally sure of the exact timing. Mm-hmm. She doesn't like to talk about it. Mm-hmm. I'm sure she will share one day. I also am not totally sure about her life before. I hope she shares that one day, too. She's about 20 inches tall and 9 inches wide. Her body is porcelain. Her mm-hmm. limbs are held together by rope.
Same.
And the final thing it says is, if you want a sassy friend who is always ready to watch a game show, Sana is the friend for you.
Mm-hmm.
Let's make a deal.
Does it end with let's make a deal?
No, I added that.
That's really good.
That's funny.
$5.50.
Yeah. That's a deal.
The price is right. That's a good price.
Maybe she was thinking that she was going to do Prices Right bidding.
Yeah.
And that someone would do, like, more.
Yeah, that you can't go under
but
or
this,
over.
This one actually sold already.
It's
so
already sold.
We can't even get her.
If I had it.
But somebody.
I wish.
Somebody said, this is the one for me.
I think it's so interesting that the people who have these items, mm-hmm. It's not actually for money because it's not.
Well, I appreciate when they're for not a lot because that to me says, just get it, you know.
Because you're not trying to make money. This isn't a capitalism.
Right, because
type
they're
of
like
scheme.
They're like this thing is there's someone in here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want her
around.
She
anymore.
Wants to go somewhere
She's
else.
Ready.
You can't like throw her away or put her you like who needs no. the home? You know what I mean? No. I think this what's her name
real.
Again? Sadie?
Sana.
Sana. Say no more. We're buying her.
The price is insane.
She sold. Dyke doll.
Dyke doll.jpg.
You guys need to stop. What did you expect me to do? You tell me.
Roz. Okay.
Tell me what I was supposed to do.
Sana?
But then I would have been confused because I don't always know which one. I'm recording three of these today.
Okay.
Roz, we love you so much.
Yeah.
I take no offense from calling it dyke doll.
Same.
Dot JPEG.
Well.
It's honestly the funniest thing.
You're walking on thin ice.
I'm an ally.
Yes. I think that the doll, Sana, mm-hmm. I think it's very interesting that she, if I was writing this, I would be pretty offended if I had a spirit trapped in a doll that didn't want to live with me anymore. I'd be like, what is that? What is it
I
me?
I like whoever is selling this. I think that they're like, you know what?
I don't know much. A lot of it was like, I don't know. Hopefully she tells you.
Yeah.
I wonder like that. If she was
She's
like
heartbroken,
at a game show. Like Price is Right's been on for over 20 years. She could have been...
Died at a game
no,
show.
No, she always dreamed of it, and she never got to be old enough.
What if she died
trying
on her way? Like, practicing. To be in the studio audience or something.
Oh, that's sad.
I mean, there's the waits. When you're in line to wait for a game show.
Have you been on one?
I have been on a game show.
Which one?
Well, technically, it's a baking competition.
Yeah.
Which one?
Mackenzie was the winner of Nailed It.
I went on Nailed It.
You did?
Yeah, she crushed
it. With Nicole Byer?
Yeah.
She's been on this podcast.
Fuck yeah.
Amazing.
She's really good at cooking.
I knew that.
She's an enigma. Multi-dimensional dykes.jpg.
You guys are bullying me. I have done nothing but try to...
Roz, we love you so much.
Bridge the gap.
Is there a gap? Roz goes wide.
Okay,
the doll's great. I would buy the doll, and I would hope that I could bring her with me to a... I mean, we live out here. We could get her...
We could do a game show like that.
I went to a taping of Price is Right. Had the time of my life.
Barker or Carrie?
Carrie. Mm. Of course.
Are you old enough for Barker?
No. I'm so young.
She's only 15. I think we should get a doll.
I'd love to get a doll here.
I would love to get a doll.
I know. I've been thinking about talking to the network about getting one.
Yeah.
You should. They're $5.
Well, sometimes. That's why I'm saying this is a discount diva.
You got to hit her up and see if she has any more discount.
Yeah, just let her like hang out here, get a pendulum, talk to her, ask her if the show was good or whatever.
As long as it stays here, not with me.
Yeah.
Hey, you want to hear some ghost voices?
Mm-hmm.
It's time for...
EVPs.
Or EV please.
It's my favorite.
Yeah.
So what I do is I go to YouTube.com.
Mm-hmm.
I find people's electronic voice phenomenas, a.k.a. recorded ghost speakings. I'm going to play you two, and I want you to tell me what you hear.
Great.
Correct answer being what the ghost hunter that posted it believes they hear.
All right. I love this game.
Me too.
There is no prize.
Great.
I think what you can start doing is giving away dolls as prizes.
Cool.
Say no more. This first ghost comes from Mining City Paranormal, but it was posted by Haunted or Not, which is a YouTube channel. This was at the Dumas Brothel in Butte, Montana.
Oh, I love Butte.
Butte, Montana.
And I'm not going to let you know what this MP3 is called.
Uh-oh.
We know it's Dykes.
Wait, tell us.
Dykes EVP1.
God bless it.
No,
all
it's
right.
not. It's called Two Dykes.
Like the number two?
Yes. Look at. Oh, I don't want you to see.
I didn't see anything. I don't know how to read.
So the answer is...
I've never read.
She doesn't know how to read.
I truly. Do you guys remember when Mackenzie saw my nudes earlier?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What is this ghost at the Dumas Brothel in Butte, Montana saying?
I don't know where I'm at.
I don't know who to ask.
I think it kind of sounds like Rosie Perez.
Yeah. It does!
Yeah. I don't know where I'm at.
Yeah. Ooh, it scares me.
Is it you guys both unanimously?
I think it's I don't know where I'm at. What did you think it was?
I don't have my own hat.
Maybe yeah. they're all about to go outside. It's
Everyone
sunny out.
Everyone has hats yeah. but them.
What do you think?
Neither of those is what they think. I don't think.
What do they think?
Is it A? I don't know you like that.
Yeah.
B. I don't know who's in the car.
Absolutely not.
Not that one.
C. I don't know what was that, guys.
Okay, so it's A.
Or D. I don't know.
I don't know who to ask.
I think it's probably A.
I don't know you like that.
I don't know you like that. Yeah.
They believe it's B. I don't know who's in the car.
You're... No.
I don't know who's in the car.
What? I hate to say it, but they're so wrong.
They're wrong.
They're so wrong.
Well, do you know what... I don't know what was that, mm-hmm. guys. Do you know what that's a reference to?
No.
It's actually a reference to my favorite paranormal video ever.
Which is what?
You may have seen this one before.
Doubt it.
Oh. There's nothing to wear. Oh. Did you guys hear that? I'm scared.
I'm scared.
I don't know what was that, guys, and I didn't do that. I'm scared.
I'm scared. They're running away.
I don't know what happened. But I'm really scared.
It is the best.
That is the ghost video. Famous video of the little girl
ripping ass.
Well, a fart happens somewhere, and she doesn't. She blames it on a ghost, and we don't know.
Well, she doesn't. First of all, she doesn't. By the way, she doesn't address that it is a fart. She holds on the whole time that she doesn't know what that sound was.
There's nothing to wear.
It is one of the best. I quote this in my house. It's oh, how God. Long the toot is.
It's that has a beginning, middle, and end.
It's a three act.
That is a three act structure.
It's insane because how could she, like.
You're crying.
I'm sorry, I'm like, how could she. How could that be an accident? You know what I mean? Because it goes on for so long.
Oh, my God.
Long.
You are crying.
I've been thinking about this video for so long.
You and I watched it together years
ago. We've watched it. This is... We're like a toot household on our podcast.
Toots make me laugh so hard.
We were just talking about how we're about to go on the road together, and I'm like, I can't wait. If Mackenzie ever toots in front of me, I'll die of happiness.
It'll never happen.
And hearing her accidentally rip ass for that long...
Because it sounds like it was a choice.
Right? Because, like, you can't... That's not an accidental
That's
toot.
Not a slip. That's not a slip.
That's not a whoopsie.
You guys, Woo! You don't know Woo! That it was her.
Right, true.
That's true. It could be the Bell Witch.
And I didn't want to do this.
Woo!
It's time I come clean. That little girl in the video is me. It was me when I was a child. It was my first paranormal experience. It is what inspired me.
The start of this podcast. This is your origin.
Because I want to investigate what happened to me that day. Because
you still don't know what that was.
I still don't know what happened to me. And so I got on this podcast network, Starbirds Audio. I have done all of these. I've talked to experts from around the world. Because it still is not explained to me what
Will
was
you
that.
Will you play it one more time?
What was that?
There's nothing to wear. Did you guys hear that?
Roz.
I couldn't find anything to wear that
day. Yeah, of course, yeah.
I was looking in my
closet.
Yeah, you're in.
There was nothing. There was no choices. I still have that. I still
the
have
Pokemon
that problem.
Shirt.
I can't find anything to wear.
Right.
I'm scared. I don't know what was that, guys. And I didn't. Do that. I'm scared.
It was scary. Now listen, there was a breeze that I felt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There was a slight smell that went along with it.
And those are all things that I've heard many times mm-hmm. are paranormal. Mm-hmm. Breezes and smells.
Yes.
So.
Have you found any answers since starting the podcast?
I've heard some speculation of different things that it could be. Mm-hmm. Poltergeist. Mm-hmm.
But you stand possession. By that. That wasn't you ripping ass.
No.
That was your first ever experience. Of,
it was my first.
Of the other side. Of a haunting. Mm-hmm. Of being.
Yes.
Wow. We've learned
so much.
So much of like.
About you today. You.
Thank you.
I'm scared.
It was a terrifying day because I had never
heard
nothing
such a
like
thing.
That, and it hasn't happened since. Mm. It happened one time. Okay, I was on a date.
One time
I was at a date. I was at this guy's house, and we were watching a movie, and I think that same spirit came back.
And did he hear it? Did he hear it?
He heard it.
Oh.
And
no.
Were you scared?
He was a skeptic and yeah. He did not believe that it was a ghost. He actually asked me to leave. But I believe that it's happened to me twice mm-hmm. now.
Wow.
We have to get to the bottom of
this. Do you think it was the same ghost?
Yes, I think that it is attached to me.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
It's a portal that I have tried very hard to close.
Many times.
Squeeze that portal closed.
Oh my God. Roz.
All right. Our next EVP
comes
from Ghost Hunting Source. It was at a private business investigation in Springfield, Ohio. What is this happen? What is this saying? Two Dykes EVP2. Okay, there's a lot of. You gotta listen over the.
Yeah, they're really.
Why do they do that every time? It's never like a easy to hear.
Well, because it's like you can't plan on it.
I heard, watch where you're going there, buddy.
Ooh.
Oh, that's really close.
Rachel, what do we got from you?
Why are you always hanging around here, there?
Why are you always hanging around here, there?
Here and there?
There's something after.
Why are you always hanging around here, there?
Yeah, right? There's two.
Here's some options. Is it A, I like your earrings? B, act like you hear me. C, I like airplane. Or D, I might like your hairpiece.
I think it's I might like your hairpiece.
I might like your hairpiece.
I might.
Act like you hear me.
I think it's act like you hear me.
I like airplane.
I'm still hearing. Watch where you're going there, buddy.
Now, it very well could be, but from these answers, which one did Ghost Hunting Source think?
I think it's...
I'm going to go with you.
Act like you hear me.
They believe it's C, I like airplane.
The movie?
Probably.
Leslie Nielsen.
Wow.
I mean, they're wrong. Hmm. Once again, they're wrong.
I don't know. Well... You too.
Yeah.
That was it. We did it.
Wow.
Second time.
We're going to have to do a third.
I have a feeling that people are going to want you back for another one.
We'll get a doll to bring on.
Maybe this, when we come on next time, we will bring you a haunted doll as like a gift and you can tell us what you think happened to her.
As long as it doesn't have to go home with me.
Mm-hmm. No, it can stay here.
Okay.
No, it'll stay here.
Kyle, our producer, says no.
Kyle.
It's going home with Kyle.
Kyle, we'll work it out. We'll work out the logistics.
Perfect.
I feel like we've...
We're on it.
We've had such a fun... Multiple things have happened here mm-hmm. today. We've covered a lot of ground. I feel very good. I feel cleansed.
Well, and I want to say thank you guys for letting me share about my paranormal
mm-hmm.
experience.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Thanks for sharing that with us. People always wonder, like, what happened to those people and those kids in viral videos?
Like, where are they now?
I didn't expect it to go viral. But, you know, that EVP, that is an EVP.
Legally?
Should we guess what the EVP is saying?
Yeah.
Let's guess what my childhood EVP is saying.
Okay.
Where?
I have always thought that it was saying, get out of here.
Oh, yeah.
Let me hear one.
I've always heard, that's what I heard.
That's what we've always thought.
Did you guys hear?
Get out of here. This is what I always heard.
Do you know where?
Get out of here.
I'm here like, I'll be back.
Yeah.
I'll be back. Bam, bam, bam. I'll be back.
Do you think that it was trying to do like a Terminator?
Yeah.
Like they were doing a
voice. Like,
yeah. That
which
was
makes
a
sense because they went
kind of movie.
They went low.
Yeah, I'll be back.
I'll be back.
I think it is like a Terminator impersonator.
Do you know where?
Passed.
I can hear that.
It's an Arnold Schwarzenegger impersonator.
Back. It did come back that one time on my date.
And it sort of counted like,
I think
like
we know what it is.
Yeah, well, a ghost.
There's nothing to wear.
I'll be back.
That's wow.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad that we figured it out. Two dykes and a mic.
We've done it again.
Ghost hunters.
Two dykes.
Yep. Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yep. We're cutting that. Kyle, cut that. I'm already in hot water with that community.
Wow, this was so fun.
This is a blast.
I always
we
have the
from
best
serious
time.
To spooky to having a laugh.
To tootie.
Tootie.
Yeah.
So tell everybody where to find you.
Wait, when does this one come out?
I don't know.
Yeah, you're back shooting. We're Two Dykes and a Mic.
You can find us at twodykesandamic.com or at twodykesandamic on all platforms.
Mm-hmm. I'm at Rachel Safety as well if you want to see more toot material.
And I'm at Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
I love you guys.
I love you.
I love you as well.
And I'll be on your show soon.
Oh my God, please.
Yeah, we're having Roz on, hopefully if you're free Monday.
Okay.
Yay!
All right, bye!
Bye!
Thank you so much to Rachel Scanlon and Mackenzie Goodwin. Wow, that got kooky. But it was so fun. Oh my God, we had the time of our lives. And I am going to be on their podcast, which you know what the title of it is. I'm not saying it again. I'm going to be on that podcast on the 7th of February, and we had a great time. We already recorded it, and we laughed and laughed and laughed. So go check that out, please, because they are amazing, and they have this great podcast they've done for years, and we're dear friends. Are you subscribed to this one? Make sure you are. Follow the show. Tell your friends about it. Rate it 5 stars on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you do that. Leave a nice 5-star review, or you could leave a ghost story in your 5-star review. Come on, a listener episode at ghostedbyroz@gmail.com. Email that with the subject line, listener episode, and give me some bullet points of your stories. Find me on Instagram at Roz Hernandez. TikTok and Twitter at It's Roz Hernandez. I love you all, both living and dead.
But if I didn't ask you to haunt me, don't haunt me. Okay, bye!
Star Bands Audio, a podcast network.